girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because I want to talk about the topic of doing more versus doing less better. Because honestly, like the culture that we live in, I feel like we're constantly inundated with so much information and so much stimulus and this narrative that we need to be doing more in order to get more success or more income or more fulfillment. It's like more. We're constantly inundated with this. And when I talk to women in particular, so often, and maybe you can connect with this, when we put our heads on our pillow every night, it's not that we're thinking, what am I grateful for? What am I proud of myself for? How did I show up today that was really awesome? Like, how am I moving the needle forward? And like, wow, am I so excited about XYZ? But instead, we're saying, gosh, there's so much that I didn't get done. I have so much more that I need to do. How did I not get to that today? Am I ever going to figure this out? Am I ever going to feel successful? Am I ever going to be good as her or whatever? Am I ever going to get there, wherever there is? And it's like, gosh, I want you to be on your own team. And if I can remind you of anything, it's the fact that like you deserve a life that you're obsessed with, but I don't want this narrative that you constantly need to be doing more. And then you're going down this like self-deprecating dark spiral of feeling like you're not enough to be holding you back from having joy today and feeling proud of yourself today, not just when you get there, wherever there is. So we're going to dive into this. And I want to talk about this in a couple different areas. In particular, health and in business. So first, health. It's interesting because I was thinking back to a few years ago when I started to really focus on my fertility. This is long before we wanted to have a child, which at the time that I'm recording this, we have an almost 5-month-old son, Brody. And when I started to think more about fertility and just like hormone health and like my cycle and stuff like that, I had this woman named Elisa Vitti on the podcast. And this is actually one of our most downloaded episodes in all of Empower Her's like 5.5 years of history. And I had her come on because I was reading her book called The Woman Code. And I was learning so much that I feel like we were not taught in school about hormonal birth control and the negative effects of that and your fertility and what your cycle should look like. And I was starting to track my periods and just like really trying to figure things out. And at that time, from a health perspective, I was subscribing to the narrative that doing more was going to get me to the goal that I had of this like fit, lean body that I wanted. And I think this is really common where what I was doing is I was waking up early in the morning and I would drink pre-workout and then I would go straight into a HIIT workout. And I was obsessed with the more idea of burning more calories. And I actually didn't really teeter over to this like I didn't have an eating disorder or like any type of disordered eating or like really like a ton of body image stuff. Like I've actually been pretty good about that, except for the fact that like, let's be real, living as a woman in our culture, like we all have issues with that. I didn't go too like obsessive about it, but I definitely did subscribe to the narrative, like burning more calories. And then maybe if I get another workout in today and I do 2 workouts, like more is better. Like I'm going to be like crushing it. Like I'm going to be doing more. And when I had Elisa on the podcast, she started talking about caffeine on empty stomachs. And she started talking about different types of workouts at different times in your cycle and like how to support yourself as a woman. And I was like, holy crap, my mind was blown. Like I was literally like that mind blown emoji where I was like, this whole idea of doing more, like more, and having this chaotic nature to my approach to health is actually like really screwing me up in terms of my actual health. And my periods at that time were like all over the place. Like I had a long cycle and then I have a short cycle. And it was just like, what in the world? I started tracking it. I started getting so much more intentional about listening to my body and really focusing on the basics. Like I started doing less, better. And then in turn, my cycles were on track. I was like feeling so great. I had like a lot more energy that was super sustained throughout the day. And then when it came time for us to have a baby, I had worked on my hormone health for so long, we got pregnant right away. And I'm not a hormone specialist. I'm not a women's health specialist. Go listen to Elisa Vitti's content. Go listen to that episode. I'm not getting into nitty gritty about health or talking about fertility. That's not my expertise. I, you know, on this podcast, I just like to share my experience. But it was really interesting Because when I recognized looking back, my perspective on health was that doing more would get me closer to where I wanted to be. But what I noticed is when I stopped doing these crazy HIIT workouts or telling myself that I needed to also go on a run that day, for whatever reason I was doing that, I started like having shorter workouts that were like weightlifting. And I started just walking and focusing on like water and stuff like that and sleep, which I can't really focus on sleep as much now since I have a 5-month-old, but like things like that, it was so much simpler. And I started to get much better results because I unsubscribed from this narrative that doing more was going to get me better results. And I noticed this in every single freaking aspect of my life. In particular, where this is coming up a lot for me right now is in business, for my personal business and for the women that I'm working with. So in my personal business, you know, because I have a 5-month-old and I'm in this season of life where I really want to spend a lot of time with him, but I also really care about building my business. I have my own personal business where I help a lot of podcasters. And then I have a business with my husband where we do a lot in the real estate space. So I have two businesses, right? But I'm like, I want to do less better because I don't want to subscribe to this narrative that doing more is what I need to do in order to get me where I want to go in terms of my income goals, my fulfillment, my impact goals. And instead, I was like, what if I'm wrong about this idea that doing more is better in business as well? And I've proven this to myself over the last couple of months that I've worked on my business because we hired a nanny. Her name's Andy. I'm obsessed with her. She's upstairs with Brody, our son, 3 days a week, 15 hours a week. And I've noticed that in those 15 hours, I'm so intentional with my time. I'm actually moving the needle forward more than I did when I had 5 days a week to work on my business because I'm saying no to things that aren't driving revenue into my business or fulfillment into my business. And I'm noticing that a lot of the things that I said yes to previously, while they were fun and I'm grateful that I had the time to do it, underneath it was like people-pleasing tendencies of thinking I needed to say yes. Like I have to speak at that event and I need to speak in that virtual event and I need to be on this person's podcast and all these things more that like I needed to do that in order to get me where I wanted to go. But in reality, that wasn't the case, right? I'm feeling more fulfilled. I'm feeling like when I show up, I'm making more impact because I'm doing less and I'm doing it better. And I'm so much more present where my feet are than I've ever been in my life. And it's not to knock at a prior version of me because what she did got me there, but it won't get me where I want to go in the way in which I want to go there. And so I've noticed that this is coming up in even how I'm coaching women. Girl, I just wanted to keep you in the loop. If you're looking for another podcast, I've got a recommendation, in particular if you're interested in real estate investing. My husband, Sina, and I just launched a new show together as co-hosts called Get Investing, G-H-E-T, like our last name, Get Mary. Get it? Didn't mean to do that, but that was perfect. But truly, if you're interested in real estate investing, what we saw is like there's a big need in this space to make things simpler and to have that husband and wife dynamic, especially because Sina and I have such different personalities that I think it really adds a lot of flavor to the podcast. And we just launched last week, but we are already getting so much good feedback from people that are like, I've always been interested, but a lot of the other podcasts I've listened to are kind of boring. Well, this podcast is cool because every Tuesday, there's going to be interviews with different guests that are in different spheres of real estate. So you can just get a taste of it. Like, am I interested in commercial real estate? Am I interested in RV parks, in Airbnb, in long-term rentals, in midterm rentals, in co-hosting? Like, I mean, there's so many options of how you could start in real estate, using this as a vehicle to create more freedom in your life in all sorts of different realms. And then every Thursday, there's going to be an episode with Sina and I that's shorter and like little bite-sized to teach you things, but in a really fun, high vibe, practical, tactical way. This also might be a cool podcast. A lot of people are telling us that them and their significant other are listening in together to learn and get to chat about things. So if you haven't checked it out yet, head over to anywhere that you're listening to this podcast, right? If you're listening to this on Apple, Spotify, you can find Get Investing Anywhere, G-H-E-T Investing. And when you check it out, be sure to shoot us over a DM. Of course, you can find me at Keisha Get Mary and you can find Sina at Sina Get Mary. Without further ado, let's dive back into this juicy pep talk. I have this intimate podcast mastermind and I decided to do this because, you know, I'm doing less better. And I was like, okay, I want to do this intimate podcast mastermind. And as I was filling this mastermind, I settled on having 9 women in this because I was like, that's the amount of women that I can support where, you know, we also have this in-person component to the mastermind. So I wanted them to be able to stay at one of our Airbnbs. And I also do one-on-one calls with them every single month. So I was like, okay, if I'm doing less better, I need to have less women in this, and I need to really be able to tactically like get into their businesses. All of these women are podcasters, so they're wanting to build community and they've got missions that they want, you know, to inspire people with their podcast. But I've also been able to really ask them the question of like, what is actually going to move the needle forward for you? What are the hell yes offers that you have or that you want to create? And how can we create those so that you're not doing so much that it feels chaotic? Because another thing that I used to subscribe to that maybe you can connect with too is I used to literally say, I thrive in chaos. And again, it worked for me previously. My business, how I used to build my business was like, I would just throw stuff against the wall all the time. And it built this really fulfilling, impactful business. I generated a lot of revenue doing that, but that doesn't work for me in this season of life because I'm unsubscribing from the narrative that it has to feel chaotic. I want to feel at peace internally. And maybe that doesn't sound super sexy, but I just want things to feel lighter. I want to do less better. I want it to feel easier. I want my business to be a vehicle to create a lot of freedom in my life. I don't subscribe to this like more, constant more. And like when I show up, I'm showing the F up with full ass energy. But when I'm not working, I'm not working. And I didn't feel that way before because I didn't have this baby in front of me that was like a constant reminder of like, where are my priorities? And my priority is my family, but it is also my business. But the way in which I approach it is through the lens of how can I do less better rather than how do I do more in order to get more? And another thing that I've noticed has come up for some of the women in my mastermind is this like not obsession, but just like a heavy focus on I need to grow. And obviously, if you listen into a podcast like this, you care about growth. As humans in general, we love progress. We love, you know, moving closer to a goal. That's why I think goals are really important because of the person that we become in pursuit of the goal, but also because it gives us direction, right? So we can build up our confidence as we're getting closer to where we want to be. It's just about making sure that our goals are actually aligned. But this more dialogue around, I need to have more followers on Instagram, or I need to have more downloads on my podcast and more email subscribers. And all of that is important to have growth, but at what cost? Like, could there be a way that doing less is actually better, right? Could it be that if instead of doing two podcast episodes a week, you do one, but it's really freaking awesome, right? Or instead of telling yourself that you need to get to 100,000 downloads a month to feel proud of yourself about your podcast, what if you were like, I'm just going to be so freaking pumped if the content that I'm putting out in this world is really good because doing less better is going to ultimately get me where I want to go. But if I subscribe to this narrative that I have to be more, I'm not even going to enjoy the process toward getting where I want to go. And to be honest with you, you really do not need that many people following you on Instagram to build a really successful business. And when I say successful, I mean fulfilling and driving tons of revenue. But people tell themselves this story. I was talking to a girlfriend recently. She's like, oh, I just feel like I haven't been showing up the way that I need to on social media to drive to my business. And like, I need to be showing up more. And I was like, really? And I reminded her that the two highest revenue months that she had in her business were when she was showing up less and just focused, like showing up less on social media and focused more on serving her clients in a massive way, right? So I'm bringing up all of these examples because I think it's really important to ask ourselves, where in our life are we telling ourselves that more is the solution? Is it really that you need more date nights with your significant other? Or do you just need to have less time, maybe because that's a season of life that you're in, and you need to focus on making that time better and more fulfilling and more present? Because I think about this often with girlfriends, where in this current season of life, maybe I don't have time to call my best friends every single day. Like a previous version of me probably could have before having a baby, but now that just time just does not allow that. And honestly, my priorities are just different right now. But I'm like, well, I can focus on doing a present FaceTime for 30 minutes or an hour once a month with girlfriends that really matter to me, or once every 2 weeks with girlfriends that really matter to me, where it's really intentional focused time rather than more time, more frequency with less focus. Because you know, if you're like talking to someone on the phone and you're like doing a bunch of other things versus like you're on FaceTime with them and you're present. So where in your life can you ask yourself, is more really better? Or instead, could I do less better? Could I get better results? Could I show up for fewer workouts, but bring full ass effort to those workouts, and that less be actually better because it builds up the habits and I stay consistent because I'm not telling myself that I have to do 800 million things to get to my health goals, right? Do you really need to do every single thing that's on your morning routine every single day? Or could you do less, but do it better? Do you need to journal and do red light therapy and a cold plunge and a I don't know, sauna and like insert all the things that people do, meditate, all these things. Do you need to do all of those things? Or could you do less and just do it way better? Do you really need to be showing up on every single platform for you to grow your business? Or could you show up on less but do it way better? Could you pick one platform and stay consistent with that and layer it from there instead of telling yourself you have to be everywhere? Could you do less better in any aspect of your life? Because that is the main focus for me when I'm working with these podcasters that are in my mastermind. I'm like really hammering into them that the narrative that they might have about how they need to build their business and how they're going to build, you know, the community that they want and drive revenue, like it might be wrong. This old narrative that they subscribe to that doing more is better and doing more is going to get them there more quickly. When I'm like, what if your nervous system felt better? What if you felt more at peace? What if you just like gave yourself like a big breath? Like, what if I just did less and I did it way freaking better? You know? I hope this episode was helpful for you. As always, you know, I create content like this and I put this podcast out into the world in hopes to connect with you and remind you, like, I do not have all the answers. This is a come with me, let's figure out life together type of show. Not a look at me, I've got this all figured out type of show. And I always want to pull back the curtain, just be real, be honest, be raw, jump on this mic and hopefully inspire you, but more so have you look at yourself and recognize you're doing a really freaking good job. Being a human is tough sometimes. You're juggling a lot right now. We all have things going on behind closed doors that other people don't know about. You might have something going on in your life right now that you're not talking to anybody about. And I want you to be on your own team. And if you're constantly feeling like you're living in this chaotic nature or your nervous system is just a wreck because you're putting so much freaking pressure on yourself to constantly be showing up to every single person or to every single platform or constantly be just getting it right every single day, like you're a human, not a robot. Give yourself some grace. Have goals. Because again, as humans, we love progress. We want to build confidence in ourselves as we're getting closer to where we want to be. But gosh, girl, be on your own team. You deserve it. I love you. I'm rooting for you. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.